So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs, light workers, and just people who are willing to stop by the show and help you make a difference in your life. And I really believe this next guest is all about changing, it seems like, your mindset, your fitness, your business. I don't usually get former NFL football players on the show, so how much fun can we have? Welcome, Anthony Trex.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your background and your trust your hustle, and where did that come from?
Oh man, it came from my life. I was given away at 3 years old into foster care, and so I have had an up and down life of a lot of craziness from 3 years old up until 14 when I was adopted, and then when I wanted to give up on life after I had some hardship, which most people get to, especially in an entrepreneurial world, I happened across football and it saved me, and it turned me into a different human internally. And it taught me this whole concept, which I learned in the football field, is if you put the work in, you know, before you know it's going to be great, but you put the work in, you can actually succeed. It's just pretty much how my life has been shifted. And Trust Your Hustle came from this thought of, if I don't trust my work ethic, my hustle, I won't put the work in, I won't succeed. So I have to trust the internal base of me, which I may not have the answer now, but when I run into a problem later on, I know I bring me to that problem. So I'm always trying to improve my tools so I can truly trust my hustle.
And I love that you said that before all the evidence is in. It's like, here I am, I'm writing my book. I'm like, I got to have its back before it goes out to the world, right?
Yeah,
there's something about that. So if I'm building my business, if I'm a newer entrepreneur, I know you do business coaching.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you can recommend for someone who's just kind of getting started?
To stop doing the safe work, because it's the most unsafe thing you can do. It sounds odd, but a lot of people, they'll sit behind a computer screen and build a website, or they'll write something in the background. They'll build a blog. Like, they'll do all the stuff that sounds incredibly, you know, like heartwarming and happy.
Right.
At the end of the day, what really is scary, which is the only thing that really moves a needle, is once you've done all this amazing work, what do you do to get it out into the world? Like, that's the big, big piece of it all, is you have to actually do the hard work of taking this and putting it out into the space where the world can see it. And that's the unsafe work. It's the scary work.
That's definitely the part where we go, oh my God, what if I get rejected?
Yeah.
Nobody wants my stuff. What if I'm not good enough? What if I present my stuff to the world and they go, what, who are you?
Yeah.
How do I get around that self-doubt and self-criticism?
Yeah, that's a big thing that hinders people. And the problem is everybody wants to feel great before they put it out there. But the truth is, you're not going to feel great until you put it out there and someone says, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I love the fact that both Anthony and I, unbeknownst to all of you listeners, have our children running around because it's just the end of summer for both of us, I think.
It is. 2 days, they're going back to school.
Me too,
it's my twin's birthday today, actually. They just turned 8 today.
Oh. That's
8
so
minutes,
exciting.
8 year old. Oh,
serendipitous. Gosh. You know, well, let's give them a little props. What is it that your children bring to your world as far as, I've read some of the background where they really motivated you and helped, you know, be part of that success. Tell me a little bit about that.
I think for me, I've always looked at the fact that I'm someone to someone. I think some people don't always realize that, and whether you think about it or not, someone's looking up to you. And it's your duty to, in your life, not just physically or see, like, say something like, hey, I'm going to be great, or you should go do this goal and reach it, but to actually be an example of that. And so because I'm someone to my children, I want to be a person that says, hey, go chase some crazy, weird, lofty goal, write a book, you know, open a business, do the thing that you want to put your heart into. But I can't just say it. I have to do it. And so my drive is twofold. One is to be able to be an example, but two is to make sure that my kids at all times in their life can be like, that's my dad, and be incredibly proud of me as a human being.
So that made me, for some bizarre reason, think about the American Ninja thing. Tell me a little bit about that.
So I was on, my wife filled his application out online without telling me. And the next thing I know, I get a call 4 months later and it's like, oh, you're on American Ninja Warrior. I was like, oh, well, that's cool. So I went on the show and I'm, you know, most guys are big, like at 170 pounds, they're big, but I was 225, so I'm really big. They like my background of my life story, so they want to put me on the show, having no expectations for me to succeed, because former NFL guys don't go past like two or three obstacles, and I got the 10th fastest out of 135. So it was cool because I got to succeed doing something that even the producers didn't think I could complete, to be honest. And my kids were there 10 feet from me watching it. And so if that's not a way to be like, hey, kid, you could do stuff, just go and put yourself out in the world, then I don't know what is.
All right. So what's in store for you? What are some of the things you have that are going to be your challenges in the next months?
Man, I have four specific areas that I'm building. So one is my physical gym I own called Trucks Training, which is in the East Bay. My online product called High Performance Workout that I made with Brendan Burchard. He's my business partner in an online fitness product for his High Performance Institute. And then I have me as a coach, coaching business owners, mostly fitness professionals, on how to do everything from the systems to the digital aspect to websites, funnels, automation, that kind of stuff. I do a lot of like web stuff in the background. And all that stuff is kind of like what I do as my busy work that keeps me happy and giving back moments that I gained in my life when I was 14 and found something that I could put my physical effort into and find this sense of self-worth. The other piece is Trust Your Hustle, which is the brand that's coaching, but it's the separation where just the personal side of it. And I'm real big on the three steps that it takes to trust your hustle, which is see, sacrifice, sustain. And so I have a brand that I'm cooking in the background called Thrive. It's THRIV3 is the E. And it's ways in your life that you can go through my specific academy, my community of people that I have as a coaching model, and then also my one-on-one coaching. And I'll have an event that I do that'll be live every year. And then I'm pushing a TV show. I'm kind of pitching to some producers right now. And then a second book. So I've got a lot of things that are all moving in the background there. But that's more of like 5-6 years from now, once the business that I got now is all synergistic and flowing, I can kind of piece off and do my passion time and build that.
All righty. Well... And on the side, you're a dad of three. That's just the coolest. So tell us, Anthony, if we want to hang out with you, get some more inspiration, find out more about your programs, how can we reach you?
Yeah, you can go to facebook.com/AnthonyTrucks or go to m.me/AnthonyTrucks. It'll take you right to my messenger. You can send me a message. Outside of that, follow me on Instagram at @AnthonyTrucks also.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Very welcome.